आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम मीनाक्षी संत। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू शेयर हिज थॉट्स इन मन की बात प्रोग्राम ऑन आकाशवाणी एट 11 AM टुडे। Union Home Minister Amit Shah to inaugurate newly constructed passenger terminal building and cargo gate Maitri Dwar at Petropole Land Port along the India-Bangladesh border today. India to have its own space station by 2035, which will be known as Bharatiya Antariksh Station, says Union Minister Jitendra Singh. Over 20,74,000 new workers enrolled under ESI scheme in August this year. President of Spain, Pedro Sanchez, to be on a three-day visit to India beginning today. India's Abhishek bags bronze medal at Under-23 Wrestling World Championship in Tirana, Albania. And women in Indian women's cricket team to take on New Zealand in second one-day international of three-match series in Ahmedabad this afternoon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 AM today. It will be the 115th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate the newly constructed passenger terminal building and a cargo gate named Maitri Dwar at the land port in Petropole on the India-Bangladesh border in West Bengal today. The terminal aims to facilitate international trade and crossings for citizens of both India and Bangladesh. The Petropole Land Port, situated in Uttar 24 Parganas district, is the largest land port in South Asia and serves as a vital gateway for trade and commerce between the two countries. The Petropole-Benapole crossing is one of the most important land border points, accounting for nearly 70% of land-based trade by value between India and Bangladesh. It is also the 8th largest international immigration port in India, facilitating the movement of over 2.35 million passengers annually. The new passenger terminal will significantly enhance regional infrastructure with a handling capacity of 20,000 passengers per day and housing immigrations, customs and security services under one roof. The Maitri Dwar cargo gate is a joint facility agreed upon by both the countries. Mr. Shah laid the foundation stone for this project on May 9th last year. In response to daily cross-border traffic, which sees approximately 600 to 700 trucks, the Land Port Authority of India established the new cargo gate along the India-Bangladesh border. After the Petropole event, Mr. Shah will attend a program hosted by the Cooperative Department in Arambagh, Hooghly district in the afternoon. President Draupadi Murmu has lauded the Indian Space Research Organization ISRO's contribution in taking forward India's space program to greater heights. In a video message on the occasion of Sardar Patel Memorial Lecture 2024 in Akashvani's Rang Bhavan, New Delhi yesterday, President Murmu paid her tributes to Sardar Patel in her message.
पिछले वर्ष विक्रम लैंडर द्वारा चंद्रमा के दक्षिण ध्रुव के पास उतरने का सीधा प्रसारण मैंने देखा। सभी देशवासियों के साथ मैं भी गर्व का अनुभव कर रही थी। सरदार पटेल हमारे राष्ट्रीय एकता के प्रतीक पुरुष हैं। आइए सरदार पटेल की पावन स्मृति में हम सभी विकसित भारत के निर्माण के राष्ट्रीय लक्ष्य की दिशा में एकजुट होकर आगे बढ़ने का संकल्प लें।
The President highlighted that Sardar Patel is the architect of modern India through the political integration of various princely states into the nation after independence. The president also mentioned that the Statue of Unity is a befitting tribute to Sardar Patel's rich legacy. Delivering the Sardar Patel Memorial Lecture on Indian Space Odyssey in Search of New Frontiers, ISRO Chairman Dr. S. Somanath said that India aspires to expand its contribution to the global space economy to 10% in the next 10 years.
Today there are 200 plus startups in space sector working. There is a new policy called Space Policy 2023 has been announced. A new foreign direct investment policy has been announced by government. A new geospatial policy came out. All these are adding to creating a more vibrant space economy. Today our aspiration is that India's contribution to global space economy is hardly 2% today. We would like to expand it to something like 10% in the coming 10 plus years. To make it happen, we need participation of many other stakeholders. We want startups, we want big companies to come into space and contribute to create a vibrant space ecosystem.
Union Minister of State for Science and Technology, Dr. Jitendra Singh, has said that India will have its own space station by 2035, which will be known as Bharatiya Antariksh Station. He made the announcement at the signing ceremony of an MOU between the Indian Space Research Organisation ISRO and the Department of Biotechnology in New Delhi yesterday. The MOU aims to integrate biotechnology with space technology, heralding a new era of scientific innovation in the country. The MOU outlines several key initiatives, including the establishment of a Bharatiya Antariksh Station and the unveiling of the Bio-E3, that is, Biotechnology for Economy, Environment and Employment Policy. According to the government, the collaboration will focus on areas such as microgravity research, space biotechnology, space biomanufacturing, bioastronautics and space biology. The Election Commission has cautioned political parties and their candidates against making statements that could hurt others' sentiments. Jharkhand's additional chief electoral officer Neha Arora said that such statements are a violation of model code of conduct. She said an FIR will be lodged and suitable action will be taken in such cases.
हमारे एमसीसी का वॉयलेशन अगर कहीं होता है और विशेष रूप से कुछ ऐसे कमेंट जो किसी की भावना को ठेस पहुंचाते हैं ऐसे में इलेक्शन कमीशन का भी विस्तृत गाइडलाइन है राजनीतिक दल और उम्मीदवारों को किसी भी तरह से बयान से परहेज करना है जिससे महिलाओं के सम्मान और प्रतिष्ठा के प्रतिकूल माना जा सकता है कि मतदाताओं की जातिगत सांप्रदायिक भावनाओं के आधार पर कोई अपील नहीं की जाएगी मतदाता को गुमराह करने के उद्देश्य से कोई भी गलत बयानबाजी नहीं करेंगे.
The move comes after BJP accused Jharkhand minister and Congress leader Irfan Ansari of making derogatory remarks against BJP's tribal woman candidate Sita Soren. Tuesday is the last day of filing of nomination for Maharashtra Assembly elections. Various political parties released the list of their candidates yesterday. More from our correspondent.
In Maharashtra, the Bharatiya Janata Party released its second list of 22 candidates yesterday for the upcoming state assembly elections. The BJP has announced candidates for a total of 121 seats so far. The Congress also declared its candidates yesterday and has revealed a total of 87 candidates for the upcoming polls so far. The NCP-SP released its second list of 22 candidates and the party has announced 67 names till now. The Shiv Sena UBT named 15 candidates in its second list, followed by names of three candidates that were announced on the social media. The Maharashtra Navanirman Sena also released a list of 15 candidates yesterday. In the state, 991 candidates have filed their nomination across 288 constituencies so far. The poll in Maharashtra will be held on 20 November, while the counting of votes will take place on 23 November. Prarthana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. For details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. President of Spain, Pedro Sanchez, will be on a three-day official visit to India beginning today. He will be accompanied by his spouse, Begoña Gómez. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that this will be his first visit to India. The visit of the President of Spain is taking place after 18 years. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi and President Sanchez have met several times on the sidelines of multilateral meetings. During the visit, President Sanchez will hold delegation-level talks with Prime Minister Modi. The two leaders will inaugurate the final assembly line plant of C-295 aircraft at Vadodara, a flagship Make in India initiative in the aviation sector, which is being set up by Tata Advanced Systems in collaboration with Airbus Spain. Over 20,74,000 new workers have been enrolled under the Employee State Insurance Scheme in August this year. This year-on-year analysis shows a growth of 6.08% in net registrations compared to August last year. Out of 20.74 lakh, 9.89 lakh employees, which is around 47.68%, belonging to the age group of up to 25 years. In sports, India have excelled in wrestling and table tennis, while more matches are on the way. We have a report.
In wrestling, India's Abhishek has clinched the bronze medal at the Under-23 Wrestling World Championship 2024 in Tirana, Albania. He overpowered Ukraine's Mikita Abramov with a commanding 3-0 victory in the men's freestyle 61kg category last night. Meanwhile, fellow grappler Chirag stormed into the final of the men's freestyle 57kg category. With this victory, Chirag became the third Indian to reach the finals of 57kg after Ravi Dahiya and Aman Sehrawat. Additionally, Sujit and Vicky will vie for bronze medals in the 70kg and 97kg categories respectively later today. Switching gears to women's cricket, the Indian team is set to face New Zealand in the second one-day international of the three-match series this afternoon in Ahmedabad. The match is scheduled to begin at 1:30 p.m. IST. In table tennis, India's Yashaswini Gorpade and Kritvika Roy have advanced to the women's doubles final at the WTT feeder event in Cagliari, Italy. They are now set to face South Korea's Kim Ha-yoon and Yoo Si-woo in the final tonight. On to football, the Indian senior women's team will take on Nepal in a crucial semi-final clash in the SAF Women's Championship in Kathmandu this evening. Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
And in news just in squash, India's Akanksha Salunkhe has clinched the women's singles title at the second International Women's Open of Cousin 2024 in France. And now, for a look at Tuesday's newspapers, it's over to you, Sarabjit Kaur.
Thank you, Meenakshi. The tense situation in the Middle East occupies prime space in the headlines of most dailies. Israel hits targets in Iran, avoids nuclear oil sites, reports the Sunday Times. The Hindustan Times adds, US asks Iran to break the cycle of violence by not hitting back. The Indian Express reports on its front page, Beijing confirms troops' disengagement going smoothly at the moment. Foreign ministers, NSAs to take process forward, Jai Shankar. In the backdrop of hoax threats in the recent days, the Times of India reports curb hoaxes or face action, government tells social media companies. And finally, the Indian Express informs ISRO chief sets new dates, 2026 for Gaganyaan, Chandrayaan 4 likely in 2028. And with that, it's back to you, Meenakshi.
Thank you, Sarabjit. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share his thoughts in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani at 11 a.m. today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah to inaugurate newly constructed passenger terminal building and cargo gate Maitri Dwar at Petropol Land Port along India-Bangladesh border today. India to have its own space station by 2035, which will be known as Bharatiya Antariksh Station, says Union Minister Jitendra Singh. Over 20,74,000 new workers enrolled under ESI scheme in August this year. President Pedro of Spain, Pedro Sanchez, to be on a three-day visit to India beginning today. And Indian women's cricket team to take on New Zealand in second one-day international of three-match series in Ahmedabad this afternoon. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.